Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for joining us for another edition of On Point. I'm your host, A-Trey, and with me is my best friend, my partner, Dr. Jay Moore. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing this lovely morning?
Man, perfect. Perfect. I figure, you know, if I felt any more perfect, it would probably be illegal.
Hey. Well, then you'd have to move to Colorado, my man.
You know. Hey, it's our time of the holidays, and I'm gonna just let you know we recognize the holiday, and all the things that are in it, or everybody that's good, you know. Today our topic: to live or lie trying, and a deeper look at giving. That's what we're gonna look at. This holiday season is upon us. So it's a season for chip and love and good food and sharing, caring, and giving. And we have folks from various organizations that are present outside of establishments that are looking for donations. There are also many folks that are homeless, indigents, or just down on their luck. They also present themselves to us and ask us to donate to their cause. And sometimes these folks are legitimate. And then other times, maybe not so much, a little less legitimate than we'd like. And so this week, we're going to delve into panhandlers, the season of giving, and share some of our stories and experiences with these folks in our segments. And keep you on game, as it were. It's just in this edition of Just an Observation. And remember, you can live tweet with us. Follow us on Point Phoenix or On Point PHX at when you tweet, or email us at onpointphx@gmail.com. And as always, you can reach us at 347-855-3662. And we'd love to hear your commentary as well. And Lady Sincere, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. And you, sir?
Great, terrific, fantastic, fab, magnif, I'm cool.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, James. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everybody, to all our listeners and viewers.
Hey, every time that we've driven by, and I know everybody's driven past that freeway exit or that on-ramp, and you see that individual just standing out there. They got the sign in their hand. They're looking a little tattered. And then some of them, not so tattered. Is he wearing a cardigan and a bow tie? And you ask yourself, are they legit? And, you know, how do you ask somebody that's homeless, are they credible? And it's a...
Right.
You know, how do you do that?
Well, I got a story, Trey, that I want to share. If you don't mind.
We're listening. Go ahead.
All right. Of course, you know, I'm a person, I love to give, I love to help whenever I can. So, you know, sometimes if I see someone that's standing on a corner and they hold up a sign, I will give. This particular guy at a gas station, I would always see him at the gas station, so I would always give him a dollar, give him some change or what have you. This particular day, I guess I was a little bit too friendly. I decided to give him a hug, and I gave him a dollar or two. I got back in my car. I checked my pockets because I was going to the show with a friend of mine. I checked my pockets, and he had pickpocketed me for $10.
Oh, man.
I looked in front of the seat. I said, maybe I dropped it somewhere. And I said, because how he did it, he pickpocketed me fast. I'm talking about he did it within a matter of 5 seconds, you know. And so, in a way, I kind of fought myself because I'm too nice, and you can't be that nice. And so I was kind of beat myself up for it. But at the same time, if that's what made you happy and content by getting that $10, then so be it. It was wrong, yes. Because you didn't have to be dirty like that and pickpocket somebody when somebody is helping you.
So how dare you pickpocket me and you not knowing what I'm working with or what I'm going through? But it's okay, though. It was a life-mind lesson, and that lesson taught me, you know, you can't be friendly to everybody. It's sad to say, but you really can't. That's the kind of world we live in. You know, I don't mind helping at all. And then I had this other guy that I gave some change to. It was like maybe $1, $2 or some change. He looked at me and said, "That's all you got?" I said, "That's all I got."
Wow.
I said, "I'm giving you something, and you tell me that's all I got?" I said, "Man, I said, you can give me my change back, or you can keep it moving." But my goodness, how dare you say that's all you got?
Well, see, that's an interesting perspective because I don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to share a couple of things. Is, you know, it is the season of giving. I know we should probably give throughout the year, and some people do. But in, during this time, a lot more folks come in certain areas. But I've had a couple of experiences, some of them similar to yours, ladies and gentlemen, in the sense of, you know, I went to Chicago on a little trip for some extra training, and I had someone ask me for $2. And when I told them I didn't have it, they asked me if I was sure. I had somebody ask me for money. I was walking to Starbucks, and I said, "No, I don't have any cash for you." And she said, "Perhaps on your way back then." I'm going to tell you, I walked down the street, around the corner, across the street to avoid this lady because I didn't want to deal with her again. And I think that's what kind of messes it up for the folks who are really, truly in need sometimes. Is I think you get a feeling in your gut. When someone's really, truly in need, you kind of get that feeling. I'm not saying, you know, everybody gets the same feeling, and you know, we all get it about the same people, but you get it. And, you know, I had an incident where a guy walked up to me, cleanly shaven head, like, and a nice leather jacket, nicer than the jacket I had on, and I was leaving work. And he was asking me for money. And I just got this feeling like, okay, if you got clippers to shave your head that nice, and the jacket that is nice, you probably don't really need my money. And if you have clippers, you could open up a little shop and hook some folks up. You know, so I was a little perturbed. One of the more recent things that's happened to me is as I was coming out of a store and walking with a friend, and you know, gentleman, he said, "Hey, I need a little money because I'm trying to get food." And he was offered a banana out of the groceries that they carry. And he said, "No, I am sorry. I don't want to be seen holding food while I'm out here panhandling." And that irritated me. That really ticked me off because I thought, here you are asking me for my hard-earned money, and you're being given food because that's what you said you need. And now that you're being given the food, you're turning it down because you don't want to be seen for food while you're out here panhandling trying to get food. And for me, I find that to be very frustrating. Now, I find it to be exceptionally irritating. It's just one of those things, and you think, you know, some people are in need, and some people are just scammers. They are scammers. You know, it's sad that that's the way it is, and it makes some folks not want to give.
Yes, you could say that a million times again. It does.
I was in Los Angeles, and it was right up the street from the. It was going back towards Centinela Park, and it's right down the street from the Forum. And this young man walked up to me, and I was a kid myself. I was about 18, 19. And a young man walked up to me, and there was two other guys across the street. And he said, "Hey man, I'm just having a rough time, man. I kicked out my house and stuff, man. You know, I just needed some change. Man, you got some change?" And then I said, "Yeah, hold on. I just got off the bus." I pulled the change out of my pocket, and I turned my hand up to count it, and he hit my hand from the bottom. The change went everywhere. And then the other two guys came running across the street because that showed that I had change. And, I was angry from that point. You know, he didn't realize that my boys are right there at the park. And that was a rough day for him. That was a rough day for him. But, you know, the fact that he did that.
I guess
that,
they didn't count on that being the kind of change you can count on.
So my answer to him, you know, "Do you got some change?" "Yeah, I'm about to change this subtle situation into a really hectic one for you." But the thing was, is if he was that brazen to be able to do it, And it may be because, you know, he saw that I was a kid too. He'd done it before, and he probably would have done it to an older lady or an older man or something to that effect. And that was kind of disheartening. But, you know, at the time, I was thinking about just stomping a mud hole in his butt. But now I look at
him. Okay, now. This is the season of giving. So I have a question for you real quick. If you'd like to reach out to us, 347-855-8662. We're live tweeting at onpointphx, and you can also email us at onpointphx@gmail.com. So my question for you, Dre, is this. It was a horrible thing that he did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what day that was in terms of date, but if that had been Christmas Eve, would you have done anything differently? I'm just curious. Either pejorative or positive. I'm just, you know, I'm curious.
Yeah, well, see, I left home early. I left home early. I left my parents early. So me seeing another kid that would need assistance, if it were Christmas Eve, you know, and I'm a sentimentalist, I'm a mushy male, look, as a matter of fact, let's go down here and grab us something to eat. I've done it now, you know. I've as an adult, I've stopped, you know, to help people see, ask a hitchhiker, I see you're going east or you're going south or what have you. I'm going east or I'm going south. Let me give you a ride. And, you know, and don't get it twisted. Your boy ain't soft. Cracks, 5 of clubs, quick. But for the holidays, sometimes some people actually are trying to make it home. And just like mm-hmm. tires on a car, you don't know when they're going to blow. But you just have to trust in the fact that they are what they appear to be, you know.
Right.
I wouldn't.
I think that makes it tough, man.
Yeah, it does. It does. And in Modesto, we're just reading up on the story. In Modesto, there's this family, gypsies, as it were. They approximated that they make $182 an hour. And they have, they're
wow.
on the corner at the, they have a home. They had schedules of places where they made the most amount of money. Well, because they used their children. There were four kids, two were 7, one is 12, another one is 9. And they said that caused the police officers in Modesto, California to come up on them. And they stopped and checked it out, da-da-da-da, and they said, this is what they do, you know, to survive. And they had a little over, was it, I think it was $1,100. $1,100 from the top of the morning, all of them in different locations, and an adult with the child, but in the background. They figured that at $182 and at 4 days a week. Do the math.
Yeah, that's just shy of about $400,000 a year.
$182 an hour. That's bananas.
Yeah.
That means they live exceptionally well.
Without
and
a doubt.
It's tax free. And so
well, that, yeah,
it,
that's
it,
true
it,
too.
It makes me question the credibility of those individuals who really do need help. You know, one other experience, if I can share it with you guys. This, I walked inside of a Whataburger. I'm grabbing my stuff. Da-da-da-da. I'm wonderful, joy. Got 2 burgers and some fries. Would have loved to share. And so I'm, lady asked me if I had any change or anything to that effect. I was on my way in. I said, no, I'm sorry, I don't. So, which I didn't. I only had plastic. So what I did was, is I ordered another burger for the lady, and I got myself one and some fries. As I walked out the door, lady went like this. She said, I thought you said you didn't have any change. I said, I didn't. And I said, I only have plastic. And I said, in lieu of the situation, I decided to buy something. You decided, as if I wanted you to buy food for me. I don't know what you put on there. Who the hell do you think you are?
Wow.
And, And my charity,
I'm a dude with two burgers and you ain't got any.
Well, you know, I wanted to say something off the wall, but my mom always told me to respect my elders. And she said, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. So I just took out the burger and I unwrapped it and I said, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I hope you find your food somewhere else. And I walked away, got in my car and drove off.
Wow.
Look,
wow.
That was nasty. But what she did to me was equally as nasty, if not more so. And my thing is, how do you turn down a good spirit? How do you turn down someone actually being charitable? How do you?
Well,
how
I
do
know
you,
how you do it. It's because you don't have the best intentions in the first place.
Or how do you ask for more than what they're actually willing to give? Oh, I see you gave me a 25
right.
cent. What, you don't got a dollar? What the problem is? Man, what
but
am I going to do with my dollar?
You know,
the thing is that you can't, when somebody is giving you something, how dare you ask, or do you have anything else? I just not gave that to you. I didn't have to give you what I just not gave. And now you're asking for more?
Yeah.
And I think, that's part of the problem. Is, you know, I don't have a problem giving and there. I mean, you know, if I'm doing well, I got a couple extra bucks, no problem. But when you give that person a couple extra bucks and they're like, that's all you got, and I'm thinking like, okay, I'm on my way to a job or from a job or whatever the case is, or I've made my money and you haven't. And you're asking me for a favor and now you're complaining about the extent of the favor. That's kind of what ties into messing up the spirit of giving, as I was mentioning earlier. Because, I mean, if you think about this holiday season, when people give, you know, I think people tend to give more during the holiday season than they do, you know, if it's July and it's, you know, 230 degrees outside like it gets to be in Phoenix sometimes, that's tough. You know, folks are not in the, you know, necessarily in the giving mood. But Christmas rolls around and, you know, you're playing your Christmas music or your holiday music and you had some whatever to drink, eggnog or whatever your favorite alcohol is, it's easy to say, hey, here's this or here's that. But when that's followed up with, this is not good enough, I think that makes you kind of cop an attitude for the next time you run into someone. And it may be someone who's truly in need, and they have tainted you for that person, unfortunately.
There are places out there, and I'm with you 100%, 50%. There are places out there that actually do really well, that do good by people, for people. St. Vincent de Paul's, Black Family Services, Chicanos por la Casa. These places actually do assist people and help people. At one point, I believe the Urban League used to have a family food drive or what have you. And they work especially during the holidays. St. Mary's has cooks, and then they give food and so forth. And these places are reputable, and they give freely, you know, and with good spirit and in good tidings and with the best of intentions. So if you're listening and you ever really want to give, those places do it. I'm not saying that the person on the side of the street, every person on the side of the street is not worthy of being assisted or helped, you know. But like my daddy told me, if you give money, don't expect it back. Once you give it, it's theirs. It's theirs, regardless. You know, if you decide,
right.
if it's in your heart to give it to them, It's their heart that drives them to use it as they will. But you gave from the spirit of good intention. And that's how you leave it. So if you see him walk around the corner getting the Merc, that's cool. That's all right. Because he's probably going to catch a flat tire down the street. And he's going to need that dollar to get a new tire. So you still helped. And it's okay. That's just my view.
Do you remember the Thomas J. Pappas School that we had here in Phoenix?
Yes. Yes. What a
where it was basically a school for homeless kids. I was just doing some research, and they've reopened under a new charter. That to me was a very nice concept. And I remember the radio stations would collect blankets and different things like that.
Yes.
You know, it's you know, we've all been downtrodden and homeless at one point in time. My family was at one point, so I get it. I just think a lot of times folks don't take the time to put things together that really truly help folks that are, you know, because it's not like every homeless person out there is someone who didn't go to school. There are folks out there with degrees and they're engineers and for things like that, and, you know, the situation and the economy have just done folks in. You know, while we talk about the folks that are nasty out there, we have to be mindful of the fact that, you know, not everybody's out there by choice. Well, I don't really think many folks are out there by choice, but, you know, some folks choose to be panhandlers, as mentioned, but there's some folks who are really legitimately struggling out there, and I think we have to be mindful of that and look at, you know, what they're going through and different perspectives of that nature, you know.
But how can you tell? How can you tell, though? Because the badness is up for the good.
You're absolutely right, Therese. And it's like I said, there's no set formula. I think, you know, sometimes you just kind of feel when someone's legit. You know, maybe they're a good actor, or maybe they are, you know, really struggling. You're right. How do you tell? And, you know, for me, being the person I am, a person who's very analytical, often what I look at is what they're wearing and this, that, and the other, what they're saying. And I'm like, okay, your sign is made really nice. You have new markers. You know, that stuff, I know maybe it's a little bit selfish and it kind of gets to me. And I think me personally, I have a tendency to lean giving to the folks who don't chase you down as much. They're just like, hey, look, you know, if you can help, cool. And if you, have a good day or whatever the case is. But, you know, sometimes you have folks who are like, give, or, you know, hey, I need a beer and all that stuff. I get that. You know, I had a guy in Tucson who said, we'll work for food. And I pulled over and I said, hey, you know, I really need my grass cut. You know, I cook. I'm a chef. You come by, you know, I'll give you a ride to the house. You cut the grass. I got a lawnmower. I'll cook for you. He's like, no, man, I really need the money. And I told him, I said, sir, that is not what your sign said. I think that's the part that just frustrated me. You know, we work for food.
That's not your sign, kid.
I told him that.
I'm sorry. No, unacceptable.
False advertising.
I'm not giving money. I want you to eat, damn it.
I want you to work. Sir. I mean, you know. But, no, it was just like, you know, I'm offering you a gourmet meal. You get a three-star meal.
What if it? I'm sorry, wait a minute. But what if it was a woman? She was a little down on her luck, had a bad haircut. No, that's the reason why I ain't going with you. You're just trying to take advantage of a woman like me. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's out there.
Wow. So some of us are going
goodness.
To church after this show. No, but you're running into all sorts of people, you know. And folks, we're going to extend this conversation and add some more to it tonight on RadioPhoenix.org. And we're going to probably go a little bit deeper into some of this as well and talk a little bit more about the holiday season in addition to that, because, you know, it's just around the corner. I don't know if anybody's tracking. It's about 13 days away. What do y'all have planned for the holiday season, you and Lady Sincere?
Well, I wanted to go back home, but I think I'm going to be up here for the Christmas holidays. And it seems so different, you know, out here. I mean, not seeing the snow because I'm originally from Detroit, so I'm used to the cold, the snow, the lights, the whole nine. But I believe I'll be up here for the holidays. Huh?
Okay. You're like 80-degree Christmas?
No, don't get me wrong, though. I love 80 degrees. I love that. Please don't take that from me. It's just that, you know,
I'm teasing you. I'm jesting.
I don't know.
What do you have
for? I don't know. I was thinking of doing something like over the top, like going up north, making a snowball, about three of them, putting them in glass, bring them back to Phoenix, put it outside in the front at night, and then draw attention to it. Because then I'll tip it. Look, a snowman. Nobody's hardly ever seen one of those. So I would be like the talk of the whole town, or at least on my block. Damn, where did you get that snowman from? You know. And it's
wow.
It's raised from black, that's coming back down. He doesn't know.
Hey, a little bit of troublemaker.
You know, I think it would be kind of cool if it was within my means. It would be so cool to have, and I saw that Crystal Ice did this some years back, is they had their truck, I guess, or their ice machine and what have you, and it just dumped all this, the shavings from the ice in this one little yard, and the children came out and they were able to play what could be perceived as snow. I thought that was such a cool thing, and if I had the ability, I would love to do that, because I love to see children play in it. You know, it's cool.
You know, back 2007 or 2008, I took my son over to Tempe Marketplace, and they said they were going to have snow machines. So I figured, you know, snow in the desert, why not? And I get out there, and there's this stuff floating around, and it's hitting the ground, and it's kind of melting. I'm thinking, this snow just really isn't sticking together. And, you know, my son's looking up, and I'm looking up trying to assess and analyze what this snow is. And then it got in our eyes, and realized it was soapy bubbles. Like, somebody caught our eyes in snow. So that's desert snow for you right there.
That's not cool.
So we went and had some hot chocolate after that, but yeah, had to bleep a lot of that soap out because I'm like, this is advertising.
Oh my God, the dissolution of imagination. That's a holiday killer, man. And you know, you get older and you start thinking about things like, oh my God, the snow is so soapy. You know, you can't tell your children that snow isn't real. Oh my goodness.
Well,
but, you know,
that was my first experience with snow. I had to take him up to, a Happy Jack after that. I'm like, this is real snow, son. It's cold. It's not going to burn your eyes, but it's cold.
He's looking at you, Father, I don't think I can trust you ever again.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
my goodness. Then you get home, like,
but,
you that's know, funny. That's a sink full of snow that you're washing the dishes in. I'm like, yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's something. For those people listening, do me a favor. I don't care what you believe in. I don't. As long as you believe in something that's good. You got to believe that there's something always greater than yourself, because there's so many things in this life that you can't attribute an answer to. So for that reason alone, that's more of a reason for you to be that much more kind. Now, I hate the fact that it comes at a certain holiday that you're kind to a person, that you speak to another person, or that you recognize another person that you don't know. You just recognize them. Hi, hey, what's up? How you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, blah, blah, blah. You could carry that same spirit throughout the rest of the year, but for this time, going forward, from today, tell somebody happy holiday. Tell somebody season's greetings. Tell somebody Merry Christmas, especially if you know that they celebrate Christmas, say Merry Christmas. If you're not sure, say happy holidays or say season's greetings. Just say, good morning. You know, sometimes there's a person that a simple word will change the entire outlook of their day, of their lives. Somebody could have just given up. And this holiday season, your voice, your kind words, your positive inflections can actually make a difference. Well, you know what time it is. So
happy birthday.
With that, anybody, listen, raise your glasses, bottoms to the top, and remember, every idea is grand, every thought is warranted, and for every step you take, and for every endeavor you make, especially along the holidays going forward, may they always be on point.
On point.
On point. See you next week, everyone.
See you next week, everybody.
Peace.
Thank you. Thank you.